Whataburger. We needed a bigger venue. But that's just an aside. More importantly, I have deep concerns about this measure. Okay, there's been good work, fine, but I live in San Lorenzo, so I don't know, South County, Middle County. I don't live in North County, and I don't live in East County. I need my BART to work all the time. I need my buses to work all the time. I need elevators and escalators to work. I need bus stops that work right. I need sidewalks where I'm not tripping over bent up sidewalks from tree branches. I need to know that there are going to be analyses other than a loud BART station on a freeway where I won't even be able to hear myself think if I decide to go to Livermore. I've talked to people in Livermore who say that they would rather have the BRT that already goes to Livermore run nights and weekends rather than get a BART there right away. So I want the AC transit funding and the BART funding to stay at the percentages they are, but I don't want them taken away from Todd's. And we really need transit that works all over the Bay Area, not just in one place. So let's make sure the funding goes and has a chance to go everywhere. And you will get a lot more support that way. And this room's gonna be a lot more crowded at 3 o'clock. Thank you.
Thank you. Joel Ramos, Matt Vanderslice, and Jeff Hobson.
Hello everyone, Joel Ramos from Transform with the Community Vision Coalition. Wanted to say that we've been very involved in this from the very beginning. We compliment staff on your great work so far. We think that we are very close, but we're still concerned that it'll fail at the polls. We need 2/3 vote for this. And as you all know, voters are demanding accountability and responsible measures more than ever before. We're watching our redevelopment agencies come apart at the seams because we've lost trust in the public and the governor and everybody else who's for dissolving that agency. We've seen a recent tax measure fail in Oakland because there's a lack of trust. We want to make sure that, we're seeing measures fail all over the country, frankly, because there's a lack of trust in the way that we're spending tax dollars. We know that for sure. We want to make sure that we can support this and we can get a measure that everyone will feel comfortable with and have faith in. And that's a measure that is responsible and does due diligence. We're asking to just allow for that to happen in the BART to Livermore language. We're not saying take it out of the measure. We're not saying kill it. We're saying let's make it so that it's more transparent, more responsible. It's got the analysis that it needs to move forward in the most responsible, most cost-effective, most efficient way possible. We're asking for a taxpayer safeguard so that voters can say yes when they get to the polls in November. Thank you so much for all your hard work.
Matt Vanderslice, Jeff Hobson, Michael Wharton.
Good afternoon. Matt Vanderslice, Senior Field Representative for Greenbelt Alliance out here in the East Bay. I want to compliment you all for the hard work over these last many months. We supported Measure B in 2000. We supported Contra Costa County's transportation sales tax in 2004, Measure J. We'd like to do it again. The measure needs improvement. Particularly, we've seen this dramatic reduction in funds for the Sustainable Linkages Program. It's been a 40% reduction since when we first saw the draft of this measure. When we're facing the reduction of all of our redevelopment agencies, the lack of funds for our downtowns, our crumbling downtowns, this is exactly the sort of investment that we need that leverages much greater dollars down the road so that we can revitalize our communities and set us on a more prosperous path. The bus pass program, making sure that we've got language that ensures that we've got a solid program in front of us, and then making sure that all of our investments are going to be protecting the viability of the existing system out into the future. So we can make these improvements and we can have a strong majority that supports this measure in November. Thanks so much.
Jeff Hobson, Michael Wharton, John McPartland.
Good morning, Chair Green and commissioners. I'm Jeff Hobson with Transform. We supported the 2000 Measure B along with many other groups. I pounded the pavement, collected endorsements, went out to city councils to get them to support it, and I want to do that again. And we're concerned that the draft plan is almost there, but not quite, despite some terrific and important efforts by the ad hoc committee. So you've seen the letter, I hope, that we distributed around, that staff, Manolo distributed to staff. We and others are asking for three things: some taxpayer safeguards, restoring funding to plan for a sustainable future, and having security for the innovative Access to School program. For the Livermore project, we're simply asking that BART have the opportunity to do the good study that they need to do. We want to connect Livermore to BART and to make sure BART can remain fast, reliable, and affordable. And we look forward to your discussion of how the measure can be improved. Thank you.
Michael Wharton, John McPartland, and Isaac Koss-Reed.
Good afternoon. My name is Michael Wharton. I represent Congregations Organizing for Renewal in South Alameda County. We represent low and moderate income families in South Alameda County, faith-based community organization. Over 13 different congregations, several in unincorporated areas of the county. Specifically, we have some grave concerns. We were part of the vision, new vision community process, and so we believe that the measure actually needs some stronger taxpayer safeguards to ensure the cost effectiveness and resources by revising the language on the specifically on the Livermore project. We also, in San Leandro, where we organized around the TOD, the transit-oriented development around Dave Street, we believe the plan for a sustainable future by investing in the planning of land uses around transit, and so that our cities have having difficulty doing so in this area of this era of budget constraints, restore the funding that was stripped from the Sustainable Linkage Program. We also believe that we would bus pass issue for our young children, our young folks to get to school, that it'd be sustainable for the life of this measure, and that it'd be funded for the life of this measure. Thank you very much.
Thank you. John McPartland, Isaac Koss-Reed, Andres Kluber.
John McPartland, BART Director, BART Board President, Director for District 5 in Livermore. As Director for Livermore, it's my responsibility to take BART to Livermore. I intend to do that. I want to end up congratulating you on the expenditure plan that you have. This expenditure plan is pivotal in making that happen. Thank you for the opportunity, and we'll make this happen together.
Thank you. Isaac Koss-Reed, Andreas Kluber, and Andy Slivka.
Isaac Koss-Reed, Director of External Affairs for the Port of Oakland, here on behalf of our board and executive director, who would be here themselves if they were not having a meeting at exactly the same time. Here to speak in strong support of the fantastic work of staff on the transportation expenditure plan as proposed. It's really a phenomenal work that's a culmination of 2 years of extensive collaboration with the community. Speaking for the freight interests and the Port of Oakland, Port of Oakland's here because we're the largest single multimodal transportation agency probably in the entire region, certainly within the county. Planes, trains, automobiles, you name it, we've got it all. And with all of our tenants that are at the airport and at the seaport, we contribute to over 73,000 jobs in the region. And critical to helping grow that impact is the Oakland Omnibase Project, which is one of those that's cited, or some of the components are cited within your transportation expenditure plan. For every dollar that's being contemplated in terms of county investment, that would leverage over $2 in state, federal, and private dollars investment in that project. And so it's really a phenomenal opportunity to put some great money to work, making our port more competitive, which will allow us to create more jobs, but also will lead to significant public benefits by getting trucks off the road onto rail, which yields less congestion on the roads, less wear and tear on our roads, and most importantly, lower emissions in our communities. So again, thank you, and here in strong support of the staff's expenditure plan.
Thank you, Andreas Kluber, Andy Slivka, and Catherine Gillis, I think it is, of Tennyson, of Lawton Avenue, Oakland.
Good afternoon. My name is Andreas Kluber. I'm Secretary Treasurer with the Alameda County Building Construction Trades Council. On behalf of the 28 affiliated unions and the 40,000 men and women living and working in Alameda County in the construction sector, we fully support the current transportation expenditure plan. It's been a Herculean task on the part of the commission really to put together a plan that takes in consideration the interests of all the constituent groups in the county, and I think this plan definitely reflects that. I know we've been involved in the process now recently. We participated in the last ad hoc meeting that took place on the 13th. And again, I think it was great leadership there that actually made some changes. Ironically, so those are some of the changes that directly hurt our membership. Shifting monies from TOD projects into operation directly hurts our membership. But we understand the art of compromise, and for the greater good of moving this plan forward and getting $7.7 billion of transportation funding that's going to benefit everybody, we are willing to do that. And we really call upon all the groups to understand the art of compromise. We need to come together on this. This is going to be a big task to get this passed in November. There's going to be competing tax measures, and we really need to move forward in unison. So it's my real desire that all of us can move forward. We can put the small differences aside, move forward with a plan that we can all support, get it passed to benefit all the residents and workers in the county. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Andy Slivko, Catherine Gillis, and Campbell Warren.
Good afternoon. My name's Andrew Slivko. I'm a representative with the Carpenters Union Local 713 in Alameda County. Representing some of those carpenters who are here today, I'd like to ask them to stand up. We would like to first of all thank the staff for their hard work in drafting good transportation policy. We support this as the best policy that's going to be moved forward. Everybody gets a chance to get something out of this. As Andrea said, we know what compromise is about, and we support the plan where we've lost a little bit on capital projects and some money going to programs. That's good, especially much needed freight and transit capital projects, including BART to Livermore, which is going to have an opportunity to create jobs, good paying jobs, for the working families in the county. We support the measure and encourage the steering committee to move it forward to the full committee later this afternoon. Thank you.
Thank you, Catherine Gillis and Campbell Washington. And stand down.
So my name is Catherine Gillian. I'm an Oakland resident, and I'm also a member of Genesis. I'm here as someone that's helping to raise a young child in Oakland and that relies on AC Transit every day, every week, and is interested in having my child, this cousin, go to Oakland Public Schools. With Genesis, we are extremely grateful for the work of the staff and the committee on this plan, and we do not feel that it is quite there yet. There are several points that have already been mentioned. The one that is nearest and dearest to my heart is to ensure that the language in this plan makes sure that there is a student bus pass for the entire life of the measure across the entire county so that the students have access to school. Kids having a way to get to school, first step for education, critically important. Thank you very much for your work.
Dan Campbell, Washington, Stan Dobbs, and Sandy Sanders.
Good afternoon, Ann Campbell, Washington, from Oakland Mayor Gene Kwan's office. I just wanted to take a moment to thank you all, the staff and the commission, for your hard work on this transportation expenditure plan. The mayor is very much in support of the plan, as it definitely benefits the city of Oakland. And just in particular today, I wanted to come here to thank you for your support of the Oakland Army Base project and modernizing our port. There's nothing more important to our city right now than that project at the Oakland Army Base. So thank you so much. Greatly appreciate it.
Thank you, Stan Dobbs, Sandy Sanders, and Robert S. Allen.
Thank you, Commissioner, and congratulations on an outstanding transportation expenditure plan. I'm Stan Dobbs, Assistant Superintendent at Hayward Unified School District, and the district is very optimistic about the Student Transit Pass program, and we look forward to the opportunity to contribute to the process and help pilot a student model that's worth replication throughout the district and the entire Bay. The TAP program is a solid, balanced, forward-looking plan with extensive accountability measures. And as a taxpayer, a citizen of Hayward, and a cultivator of future taxpayers in Hayward, thank you for this great accountable work. We look forward to your success.
Thank you. Sandy Saunders, Robert S. Allen, and Craig Wingate.
I would like to speak in favor of BART to Livermore. There is...
Mr. Allen, I think you skipped ahead of somebody, but we'll take... Go ahead. Keep going, since you're there.
I'm sorry.
Keep going.
There is, at the present time, a BART extension to the Livermore Valley, which has two stations which are far apart from the freeway. It's very necessary to combine freeway and BART so that we can have a unified transportation system. and I would urge that we get this station at the Isabel interchange, a new interchange which is made possible because Bart bought the land in 1987. Thank you.
Thank you. Sandy Sanders out there with us yet? Sandy Sanders and Craig Wingate, and then Michelle Jordan.
Hi, I'm an Oakland bike commuter of 15 years, and what I want to do is come here and urge all of you as political entities in the state to demand an elimination of the two-thirds rule so that we don't have to fight over the crumbs off the table. This is an absurdity. We have meeting after meeting in this state, in this city, in this region, because there's no funding, there's no revenues. This is an obscenity. I mean, we should not be scrapping over this stuff. We should have fully funded transit. We should have whatever is necessary to get people around. We don't need freeways. We need more public transit. We need free public transit. And I would urge you to drive towards the end goal of free public transit. It's an affordable thing. It's a doable thing if we allocate the revenues. And when you account for subsidies, there's a little bit on the top. You have free transit, you'll triple ridership. So, and for bike infrastructure and everything else in public transit, please do that. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Craig Wingate, Michelle Jordan, and Adrian Colbert.
Good afternoon. My name is Craig Wingate. I'm the travel trainer from United Seniors of Oakland and Alameda County. And I just wanted to say, I just wanted to say that we support the Measure B through authorization as it's proposed by the ACTC staff. The funds from this, from Measure B, will help fund various programs, transportation programs for seniors, programs like our travel training program that teaches seniors how to use the various transportation systems throughout Alameda County. Thank you.
Thank you. Michelle Jordan, Adrian Colbert.
Hi, I'm Michelle Jordan with Genesis. I'm the Transportation Task Force co-chair with Mohassan. And I'm sorry I was late today. I needed to be at work. These meetings do take place during normal work hours. Of course, they're your work hours, so that's good. But most of our folks are not here because they are at work today. And there's quite a few people who would really have liked to have come to speak on making a better Measure B. Again, we don't believe that there are sufficient resources committed to fixing the existing transit and roads, and we really like the idea of fixing it first. The plan doesn't sufficiently restore transit services or support funding for the student bus pass for the entire county. For the entire life of the measure. We appreciate that we have worked with you. We think we can make this a better measure. We've distributed some additional language that we'd really appreciate on the bus pass to the staff and other members of the steering committee. So let's make it a better Measure B. Thank you.
Adrian Colbert, final speaker, at least with the public.
You mentioned that I'm the final speaker.
Yes, what is it? The public, you are, Adrian. Then we get up
okay.
Here.
My name is Adrian Covert. I'm with the Bay Area Council, and I'll gladly sacrifice some of my 90 seconds for applause. Well done. It's been a long 2 years, and the Bay Area Council is a business-sponsored public policy organization representing 275 of the largest employers in the Bay Area. A lot of the plan in this TEP aligns perfectly with a lot of the long-term priorities of the Bay Area Council, especially with regards to the Port of Oakland, BART to Livermore. The Bay Area Council's main concern is economic growth and jobs growth, especially in the East Bay, where in Oakland, I believe we have a 16% unemployment rate. This needs to change, and we think that these investments in the Port of Oakland will help turn that around. And meet some of the long-term growth goals in the Bay Area. So thank you very much. Support the plan. Let's pass it.
Well, thank you, Adrian. As an old drama director once told me on stage that while curtain calls were being made at the dress rehearsal, don't applaud yourself. So that's why I haven't been applauding our little party so far this afternoon, because you know, you leave the applause to the audience. We don't need to applaud ourselves, at least from my perspective. All right, we are here, ladies and gentlemen. I take it we're gonna segue right into six recommendations. There's no need to have a staff report. I mean, everybody's a big boy and girl, but we've all read it. We've all been involved with it. We've heard countless hours of testimony. Some of us have had countless hours of lobbying on an individual basis, either on the phone or in person, combination at the same time, on and on and on. So I would just start off by saying what is in front of us I can support. I've said that for 3 months, of course, and I've meant it each time. Now you get closer to the point where you can't support something, but I'm still in the margin here where I can support what is in front of us. I think that just in all candor, that's what you always get from me is candor. I think anybody here would be foolish, and I'm talking about us now, this group right here, anybody here would be foolish not to support this. I think there's something in this for everybody. And something in some places even more than something for everybody. So we put together a plan which is in many ways a revolutionary, I think, in terms of what you would put this up against other measures around the county. I heard different groups talk about how they supported this, how they supported that. Well, that's great. It's all history. But we're now in 2012. Now you need to support this. It's that simple. The consequences of not supporting this are really, as I see it, as follows. One, we move ahead and we win without you, which then means that your relevance down the road would be somewhere between non-existent and minuscule. I mean, I'm just putting it up, I'm just saying how it is. Your relevance is gonna be between minuscule and non-existent for politicians. Or we go forward and it doesn't pass, and you supposedly take credit for it failing. But that's still an uncertainty, because what might have made it fail was maybe we didn't do enough in another area in which you had nothing to do with it. And the other consequence of it failing, of course, is millions of dollars of monies, which again, you get to congratulate yourself for millions of dollars of money not being into the pool, not being into the kitty, not being utilized for X amount of years. And we say X amount of years because, again, just a basic course here. We have a window to pass this. It's called 2012. After 2012, it's going to take an act of the legislature, signature by the governor, whomever those people might be, to get some measure in front of us. And for those of you who've known, when we've done this before, we haven't gone out in gubernatorial years successfully in the last measure or this one. Supposedly, the presidential race would be the best time to go out on this, which means that the minimum you're looking at 2016. So you take 4 years of $100 million. It's $400 million. You congratulate yourself on how you defeated, how you kept millions of dollars, tens of millions of dollars away at that point, almost $100 million away from AC Transit alone. Forget anybody else. You've just cost AC Transit nearly $100 million over 4 years. You can congratulate yourself if that's the route that it takes. Then we have all kinds of other programs around, paratransit needs, the Echo Pass, local streets and roads. You can name your favorite city that you want to castigate about potholes and needing repair. Just pick, probably put your map of Alameda County and throw it down. You'll probably get one successfully just out of sheer luck. Highway needs, rail, BART to Livermore, other BART projects, or this BART maintenance. It's an endless list, really. Bike and ped interests, technology, PDA. So, again, you can congratulate yourself if it fails on costing the county millions and millions and millions of dollars. But, like I said, I think we can go forward. As I said on TV earlier, my prediction is that we will pass something this afternoon. We'll pass something at our next meeting. And I think we're going to pass something in November. Because I think we have the right plan here. It's been talked about, it may not pass. Well, the last data that we had on this was showing up to 79% approval 3 months ago. Now, since that time, we've refined it. It may go up, it may go down, it may stay the same, but we are in a position where, as I said, for the last 3 months, about the only thing we can do now is screw it up. And I'm not one who wants to do that, because I'm one who's always focused on one thing that's getting positive results, either for my city, this county, or the region. And that's what we need to be doing, and we need to be moving forward, not finding your pet little clause on page 6, paragraph 2, that you object to, and I object to the whole thing. To me, that's immature, it's short-sighted, it's myopic, it's self-defeating. And I think we need to be looking at the big picture here as individuals, big picture as a county, and that needs to be moving forward, and as agencies, I might add also, and as cities. And I think that we have an opportunity here for us to do things which we need to do ourselves. Sacramento's not in a helping hand mode. Washington isn't. We have needs. We have the ability to move forward. And I'm hoping that my fellow commissioners, I'm hoping we get a unanimous vote out of this steering committee to move onward to the board in 85 minutes, where, again, I would like to see a unanimous vote. And if it isn't, we move forward anyway. But again, I think that the mistake will be on people. And I just candid as I can be. The mistake will be on people finding an obscure reason not to vote for this. Supervisor Miley.
Thank you, Chairman Green. I want to associate myself with all of your comments. And I'm not going to repeat your comments, but I am going to say a few things. Serving on the steering committee and then serving on the ad hoc committee, we've worked to try to move this along to a place where we could build a consensus. And as we pointed out, the whole commission has been working on this with the staff for about 2 years. And, you know, I'm not new to the dance, been around working on matters in the public arena for about 30 years, both as an elected official and a non-elected official, working on Measure B back in 89, B2, and now we're trying to queue up B3. I think this measure is demonstrably, significantly, astronomically better than it was initially in 89, B2, and presently now. And it's come a long way over the last couple of years in terms of how it's been crafted. There's been so much, as staff pointed out, outreach and due diligence and transparency around this that it's incredible. So, you know, people have heard me say, you know, I was going to hold my fire, so I've held it, but I'm not holding it anymore because I don't want to be nice anymore. I want to get down to brass tacks. You know, we've tried to be conciliatory. We've tried to say reasonable people will come, you know, to a reasonable conclusion. Reasonable people will see that consensus is necessary. I've said before, I represent three areas of the county. This measure's got to work for everybody. It's got to work for affluent people. It's got to work for non-affluent people. It's got to work for males. It's got to work for females. It's got to work for minorities. It's got to work for kids. It's got to work for seniors. It's got to work for disabled. It's got to work for everybody. And crafting something that works for everybody is very challenging. But voila, I think we have. It's been pointed out, this is about jobs, mobility, and the community. And I really think it's been, you know, we hit the nail on the head. So I don't want to be nice anymore. I don't want to be conciliatory anymore. Because the point of the matter is we keep giving and giving and giving and giving. And some organizations keep asking for more and more and more and more. Now, maybe I'm just too close to this, and I've gotten to a point where I'm just fed up. Maybe, it, you know, and others aren't. But I tell you, I think we've given enough. I'm tired of that. So if folks want to oppose this, if there's certain organizations and people want to oppose this, then let's get it on. Let's get it on. Because I'm tired. I'm tired. I think we put together a damn good measure here. A damn good measure. I'm ready to take it out, and I'm ready to do battle with the voters and the electorate and see if we can get the 2/3. And like Mayor Green said, if you defeat it, woe on you. Because you've now cost everybody a lot of new money. Let me just point out some things here that I feel are important. Transit allocations account for 38% of Measure B revenue, amounting to nearly $3 billion, an increase of about $2.2 billion over the last measure. As staff pointed out, that totals about, if you put